because that is, that doesn't go on the air or anything. Obviously, they can't tell it to, they reset the laws because that was what they,
sorry, you see, the way I would handle it is, they would hard to forget. In the future, don't take it the way they want, give them 30 seconds.
Okay.
I mean, it's better, they always want 5 minutes, but sure, I think it's better.
Good to make sure.
For me, that
he knows that it isn't just me trying to be protective.
challenge, it's, was so irrational and so forth, irrational right after Eisenhower became president. This is so, to everybody, it's such a big, rather shocking, bad form and so forth. There. And he went off the limb, we march, we were here. Should have something wrong. Well, his mother was announced he had cancer.
Yeah, and he knew it.
He not only knew it, but he was sick.
Yeah. He knew it.
Great
God,
if he did, he was in great pain. Right. But, you know, so you always got to be a little considerate about people that are lost on some kind of.
I know a few of that from the letter. But he just got through it. Pakistan Army, East Pakistan, and that's for a ceasefire. And for the turnover of authority to the Awami League. I think now what we should do is to go to the Russians and say that one of their conditions is already met by the attack, namely the Awami League. And that there has to be, in other words, we are now basically by events on the alternate course you outlined yesterday. That there should be a ceasefire in the West immediately, and that there's no longer any further excuse for avoiding joint action for a ceasefire in the West. I think they will now do it. And I think they'll all come out well now. But we've got to move very fast. I've got the Vesak people coming in. What we should do now is go to the Security Council and ask for a ceasefire as a result in the West.
We should.
Well, somebody should.
How about the Chinese?
Well, then. Yeah. The Russians, on this one, I think they're
clever. Well, first of all, don't worry.
Well, we can. We can wait till tomorrow morning if necessary.
Don't wait at all. It's not necessary to wait. It's just about to be knowing that what we're doing the right thing.
Well, in my judgment, they've now had what you said yesterday. I think after we decide to go, if we decide, what we should now do is go to the Russians and say.
We'll still move to the interior now.
Yeah, that's heading in that direction. We tell the Russians, and we've agreed to move the plane. All of that is good. That helps.
Now, you told the Chinese to move their forces in.
I'm seeing them at 5:30, and that should continue.
When did you go to New York?
At 1.
At 1?
Yeah. Because I'm seeing Gordon Mayer at 3. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, then I better. Okay, well, background.
then, and you kept bothering me.
Yeah.
So then I went to Mora and Abram visited us, and
I was right, now, this is an order. I expect daily, I want daily reports on a doubling of airstrikes in Cambodia. Daily reports. You got to me. Is that clear?
Absolutely.
And that's the way I put it in the news, but I wasn't. You've got to do it now. They're not doing it. They're not.
You were right last week, because once we checked on a daily basis, we found...
I was to be, this time I expect the daily report, there to be double, they're going to hit goddamn good targets. Now they can. They're stuck with where they hit. But also, do you have some message to these people?
We'll cancel it. I would prefer not to have that time also to work out a game plan.
Then what time do you finish your Western and so forth and be ready to see me when
anytime from 10:30 on.
Will you be through at 10:30?
Yeah, well, I think so, 10:30, yeah.
So then we could be at 10:30, then we won't have to do it at 12:30.
All right, let's do it at 10:30, because I think I should get the Russian in at noon.
Sorry, Bob.
Because now speed is okay.
Yeah, look, so put the more of it on. So the more that first of the 3-day strike thing that I expect to see that.
Can we do it? Oh, but that means it puts it off beyond Tuesday. That's the one
part. What do you mean? Puts up the meeting?
Yeah.
Well, I don't have to see anything. What's he doing?
Well, no, the reason we wanted it is because the Defense Department is again watering it down. I've never understood why a watered-down 3-day strike is less bad than a full-scale one. So what we wanted is to give you a briefing of the two options and recommend to you to take the tougher one.
Yeah. All right. Well, then maybe the best thing to do is to have that at 12:30.
Let's do that at 12:30.
And because you want to get this one out of the way.
Yeah. Then we have it on salvo.
More at 12:30.
Yeah.
We'll shoot right after the chat, then you probably come over to the chat.
What time is that?
12.
Good. Right after the chat.
Yeah, after the chat. Let me just get for example, on solid with regard to the India-Pakistan thing in the first place. Will you meet and give me a report after immediately? No, you probably won't. That may cover what else needs to be covered in terms of your...
Well, what we have to decide...
If you want to get to the... what are you trying to get to the...
What we have to tell the...
If they offer to cease fire...
In the east.
All right. They offer.
That means the eastern problem is settled.
Yeah.
That means no one can plead anymore about the dying Bengali.
Well, for example,
so
we didn't do enough of a good job in killing the Indians on that Orleans thing. Another thing I want from state.
That's pretty good.
I know. I want us to protest about that thing. There is one thing we are going to have a protest. You know where they shot an American plane. You saw that in the news summary this morning.
Straight to
American planes. I want the State Department. I want a loud public protest. Alex has got it. He'll probably get to you day after tomorrow. So I marked it in the news summary. But I want a loud public protest by the State Department within an hour. Public protest of that straight to American planes. One of the American pilots that was out there got us to do something about it. Said this was a terrible thing. I didn't hear a goddamn word on the State Department.
Incidentally, one of my Harvard colleagues with whom, you know, I canceled that dinner in Cambridge last night, and so they sent somebody down to apologize. And he started babbling about India. And I said, let me show you something. And I showed him that Kennedy engagement. I said, he won't use not to keep an engagement by Kennedy. I thought he was going to have a heart attack. I thought he was going to drop right off his chair. Are you sure this is India? I said, I've got it right here.
When's that going to get out?
Oh, that we should get out now, very quickly.
We're going to get out. We don't wait.
No.
God damn, we're waiting too long.
Now we have to. Now
that Pakistan needs to put that out.
Yeah, I'll do that.
I thought you were going to give it to him last night.
But I wanted to wait until we had protested to the Indians about guaranteeing territory. And then what we should do, Mr. President, if you agree, to call in Vorontsov this morning in answer to the letter and say, now the party is over. If there's now no ceasefire in the West, it is a war of aggression. And then we can show him that Kennedy thing too.
Show him Kennedy.
I think we're going to have it done by the end of by the week.
This is what the president was talking about.
By Sunday, I think we'll be out of it.
Well, I think the Russians will have a message. They'll have a message.
Mr. President, you know, if it's over, it will all look easy. Yeah. But what you did yesterday, I told you yesterday, so it isn't anything new. I told you yesterday afternoon you turned it around.
I just want the Indians to look bad. I want them to look bad. Bombing that orphanage, I want them to look bad. The Indians protested about our doing things in North Vietnam when they weren't even involved. Now they bombed an orphanage and they destroyed the U.S. plane. Now, goddammit, what the hell is the shit ass State Department doing about objecting to those planes? What have we done? Why didn't anybody understand me?
Until you talk to the State Department, they, for example, strafed an American ship last Sunday.
Did we object?
I was trying for 5 days to get a protest.
I wanted that protest on my desk.
On the ship.
If there's been no problem, they'll do it.
All right.
By 10 o'clock, but a report that, and I want to see what they're doing. I want the protest made. stop the county memorandum. The Baranzov thing, call them and say, all right, here's this memorandum, and that's what we're speaking about. We have this obligation. Ambassador, now let's, you want to call our, the president said, neither can pressure the other. Here we are, here you are, now. That's just the way they talk.
That's the way I play it, very tough, okay.
Right. He is right, the State Department never has any ideas, and none of our people have any ideas either, they don't. It fits so obvious that,
and I mean, that I saw that in the news summary. It wasn't even undermined anybody, but I said, straight to America, I said, well, for Christ's sake, the whole PR apparatus over here, Gallagher, it all should have gone up, said, well, that was him. We protest that, it's, I know, try to do lots of what we do, you can't handle it, you gotta do it through any business. What I meant is, Bob, you know, the PR on foreign policy is lousy. We're not getting enough credit for the things we do. The reason is that we don't look at these things. They've got to read these things in PR journals. On that, I must say, Scali and McGregor are right. I know they're right. They've got to get in and they've got to hammer Henry and you and others so that he doesn't.
Yeah.
Well, I can't go through the news summary every morning and try to say, why in the hell hasn't somebody protested that the Indians bus raiding to America? But didn't that occur to you?
Yeah, so it's marked. It's marked up on the check. See what she did.
Okay.
Where we at?
I mean, it sure did.
I mean, they have no PR sense. I mean, Andy's got none.
The hospital thing, I didn't think about our protesting. It did get a good play, but I see your point that is that you would get another ride on it. That's why can't George Bush go in on that and scream that they violated the rules or something?
Yeah. Jesus Christ, Armageddon, isn't that a horrible thing? Suppose one of our planes in Vietnam hit Armageddon. Never did it all wrong. That we know of. And how we know of it completely. Just think. Not even 90 little kid with whack. Goddamn. Savage, vicious Indians. These great moral, sanctimonious people. Why don't they? People that are, I didn't see much outrage expressed in that news summary about that, did you?
It was on the TV and it was
in the paper this morning, and I'm glad to hear that. Pretty rough story, yeah. Trouble is people have gotten hard though, and stuff, yeah. They don't care much anymore, because
they don't care as much of
crappy stuff happens again, huh? Everyone said their gory stuff. As a daily diet.
Yeah.
Kind of think back in World War II, remember they cut off the hand of one kid and it'd be an international incident for 2 weeks.
Right. Well, that's because also they had propaganda merchants that needed that too.
Well, and they didn't have the TV covering all of the horrible stuff on both sides all the time that people have now seen.
Speech. But it was,
I got
the whole rundown. It was
3 days ago that the youth Colson had to run down on what they were covering out, which is the whole thing of the mains, distribution, coverage and publications, talking papers out of it for departmental distribution, correspondence unit to pick up for letter answering, stuff for people, extension service. Chicago Defender doing a big story on the black kid that wrote the one. Right?
Yeah.
All their donor publications are running the same photographs. So their follow-up, in other words, their going-in program has been followed up. I don't know whether you want to speak right for kids. I don't know whether you want to get into this thing or not, but Julie has now, well, Pat has told Julie that she doesn't think the Christmas special is a good idea. And she's got Julie concerned about whether it is. Apparently Connie filled Pat in on what the plan was, and Pat said she thought that wasn't a good thing for Julie to do. And so Julie's got doubts. I don't, if she doesn't feel comfortable about doing it, I don't think she ought to be pushed to do it.
No.
But I hate like hell if it's just a thing where it's
we have to have a one-on-one with CBS then.
Well, could we have or not? We still may want the one-on-one.
We may not. You understand what I mean? Is that I feel that basically more than anything else to be sure they didn't throw Julie off.
I don't know. We may still want it. I don't think we need to play any linkage there at all. If we cancel the Christmas thing,
then we won't get this. I'm not committed to one-on-one, though. I just want to be sure of that.
Well, although you said you were committed to it sometime, and I think we'll leave it on the record that way.
Then I'll do it, but when I got that, please, that's what I mean.
But, my question is whether we should make any effort to try and
just find this thing. Is that the problem?
I don't know. I think that may be it.
She's the one who wrote the memorandum, apparently, that Julie was overexposed and all that sort of crap. I think she's sort of a mess, because, you know, she doesn't like the fact that she hasn't planned Julie's appearances, and so she's knifing it.
It won't get as much coverage.
Only that, it won't be as good as Christian Turner, the White House, not the first one. But on the other hand, it's hardly Christmas. It's got a nice Christmas cut. They like a spotlight Christmas special. People don't want to see the same old westerns at Christmas time. That's why Christmas shows are. Well, and you do, as we've talked about it for years, got the decoration job and all that they do is just superb. And we don't get credit for it.
So I get Rose in there. Even Dr. Julie, her brother, and her wife.
Let me talk to Julie first and see where we are. I purposely stayed out of it. I haven't talked to Julie.
Would you like to stay Parker?
Where is Julie? She's down in North Carolina or someplace today.
So just tell her that I think she ought to do the show. It's too far down the road.
Right on me, I understand more. I mean, in terms of the United States, I think we can concern. We don't want to, but you know, the colonists didn't know about why aren't we involved and why are we, but for Christ's sake, you know, Colson had a recommended, his own we checked, he told me last night that he was wondering, I mean, that the faction had dominated for 2 weeks, he checked the mail, how many pieces of mail we got?
Probably none.
60.
Yeah.
60.
Which is in effect none.
None. No. Because it should.
I still argue that I think there's a basic plus in it. I think it's good to have a war that is ours. And it gets played that way, the non-direct involvement of the U.S.
and also the Russian fight in China.
Yeah, the Russians fighting the Chinese.
Boy, that's a vicious battle.
Now, the sophisticates start worrying about, geez, maybe this will upset the president's Chinese initiative or his Russian initiative. Well, yeah, that's...
Or we'll lose 600 million. Cut that goddamn peace corps and that I'll pass on to it.
Right. the Bureau of Police can handle that for you. How often does this happen? Do they sit around and plot to screw what I'm trying to do on things that I read?
No, I don't think they do. I'm sure it happens sometimes.
Yeah,
I don't think intentionally. Because John, for instance, takes your instructions very literally, and he executes them very literally, or he tells you, or he argues with you about them.
I understand.
I don't think John ever,
on the peace part, does he know what I do.
George isn't always clear. I think when George is clear on a signal and is convinced that is the signal, then he goes with it, whether he agrees with it or not. But George is more of an advocate than John is. John is.
I want the peace part done $10 million. Let's just understand that.
Passman
wants to cut it. Let's get to the right side of the issue.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Much better to have him cut it. Let's not get caught at it.
Yeah, I imagine Timmons getting the wrong way on that, because Timmons would be with you in that one.
What happened?
Yeah. Timmons knew it,
but the people here said, Jesus, we got to have this foreign assistance thing. Would you please write a letter to Otto Passman? You see my point?
Yeah.
I would, you'll have fun finding out, getting down bottom.
Yeah,
if I die. Timmons, you know, call him in, and I'll tell him how this letter gets screwed up, and say that the Peace Corps is involved, and I agree with you, Timmons would be forgotten the Peace Corps, and he'll do anything.
Yeah, no, that's for sure. You see the thing at the Kennedy Center, or battle of the brewing there? Well, the Congress...
Exactly, the tax bill didn't pass last night.
Yeah.
It's done.
Both houses, it's done.
It's great.
But the...
Go ahead.
They knocked the Kennedy Center appropriation out. The House did.
Good.
And so Roger Stevens, from his viewpoint, did the right thing. He's closed the Kennedy Center as a tourist thing, and, well, because he says they don't have the money to handle. He's trying to build public pressure on to get the money going. But we've created a locked up situation. Now Stevens is trying to reach me for administration support. I'm getting the thing moved out of Congress, and I'm going to tell him that our Hill people have told me that the White House is being blamed now for the mismanagement of the center, and that I can't take the position of defending it because I happen to agree that it's mismanaged, and that the only way I can shift the administration back into the thing is to get Blair out of there and get the sound management in.
That's right.
And then we'll look at it on the basis of whether we can. At least not.
I wonder who knocked it out of the Kennedy Center.
We did.
And how did we get it done? No.
Timmons worked with a couple of his guys in the House. They knocked it out of the Congress.
Oh, my God, damn. Isn't that great?
See, Percy was carrying the thing for the center, which looked like he had Republican backing in the Senate. He got it through the Senate.
Isn't that great?
And we pretended like we weren't. The White House is in beautiful shape on it. We look like the Senate worked completely underground.
That's why I want the Peace Corps to go. Exactly the same thing.
Go ahead. And he worked with the minority members on the Public Works Committee, the guys that did it, and they just screwed it. Kevin, of course, just loves that kind of stuff.
Right.
Nobody here knows it.
No.
McGregor doesn't know what we're going on.
Shell will probably be in here saying, how are we going to save the Kennedy Center? Also, I don't know anything about it.
But we're playing it now. We're blaming it on the Congress. And fortunately, the Kennedy Center people went up there to the Hill saying, you can't do this. And, you know, everybody's for it, all this, and made them mad. So now we've got people that we weren't working at. They built some allies for us out of their overreaction to the problem, which we thought they might do.
Isn't that great?
And now closing the center, I think we'll do the same thing. See, it's still open for performances in the restaurant, but it's not open for tourists.
Good.
And it's again an overreaction. Congress, when they did that, one of the Democrats, then a public works said, that's just fine. Tell them to go ahead and close the damn thing. They've been spending too much money over there anyway. They also have a screwed up accounting system, which, you know, is typical.
That's great.
You may get the GAO to do it too.
That is marvelous. That's marvelous. Let me tell you that that's the kind of thing I love. I just want to do the same thing with the Peace Corps. there's going to be a strong urging that you do a signing ceremony, which probably in this case is a good idea because it needs to sit well. Yeah.
When is that this afternoon?
Well, it may, I don't know, it'll be good this afternoon, but I'll do it tomorrow.
Suppose I can't do it.
If I can't do it?
Yeah.
You can wait.
I'm not sure.
Well, you don't want to wait.
No.
Yes, no. It's...
Unless you can get it today, Bob, I'm not going to do it.
It's a very good thing, obviously, because, of course, the business community's going to know it anyway, but...
I wonder.
You just want to make damn sure everybody knows that bill was passed, and...
I wonder. What about the signing ceremony?
Any publicity on the fact that you've got your tax cuts...
Yeah.
...will help. In the psychology...
Right.
And it's a psychology game we're after.
All right, so... Okay.
Yeah.
And I'll come back for the signing ceremony if they can get it ready by tomorrow. I mean, you got to be sent to your congressman here. Fair enough. But have it, say, noon tomorrow, like noon, okay.
Maybe do it in the afternoon. Let's see if we can't get it done today.
Today is the best time to get the bill. I don't know if they can roll the bill that fast or whatever they do with the bill.
Let me see.
This afternoon would be great about 4 o'clock. They have the cloture vote today, remember?
Oh, cloture vote at noon and expect to lose it. I'll have another one tomorrow and expect to win that.
Expect to lose it today?
I think they probably don't have the... The t-shirts today, but they think they will have it tomorrow.
And then they'll approve it.
They'll approve them right after. They're going on the assumption that they'll get a Rehnquist approval tomorrow.
They're not going to be pushed into the...
McGregor
is letting it go to the next session. If they do, they're going to get a special session. I want that told right away.
McGregor is still strongly under the assumption. Oh, no, there's no thought of that.
Well, I just watched the post this morning that several senators were saying.
Let me
put it off and refer to the next session. You tell McGregor that if Rehnquist is not approved, that I will call a special session to get him approved. And I mean it. He's going to be approved before because of the workload in the court. Well, he's got a little something today, like that. Use it if he needs to. We'll let those back and chalk through Christmas.
McGregor thinks they're going to leave tomorrow. Or thinks there's at least an even chance that they will. Timmons thinks they won't get out until Tuesday.
Which is good, too. Another thing I was going to say to you that we can have a break and send you back or something. Maybe you can tell her next time, but I strongly feel I want to, that it's important that I do that. If I do it by myself, I don't want Rogers or Connolly or anybody to go down there. You know, they should just go on back to Washington. They all understand that.
Yeah, they would.
It's Christmas time.
They'd rather. They would rather.
That's what I mean. I don't
it's not a good setup for them to go down there.
No.
No. For that kind of thing. They'd rather plan their own time than go there when it's planned. You still think you want to change that?
Except that if it's a war, she's done, yeah, I'll be there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Tell Dr. Kissinger that I do not yet have the thing that I said from the State Department I was to have. There's a protest on the Strait of the two American planes. It's to be in here in 30 seconds.
Raise all of the Russians. They wanted to wait till all the stars were in the right position. he wanted to wait till he laid the Indian ground.
That's right. Sometimes you've got to move on things.
Sir.
He knows it too. He knows I was kicking him in the ass all the way along.
I think that's really, that's what
bugs him. That's it.
Yeah.
Henry's son, as I said, he has to build a cathedral, finish the cathedral before he can say a prayer. The whole story, and that's really true. And in this instance, you know, many of these things.
Well, in routine stuff, he's right. It is better to get
it. It is better. You're not saying you make mistakes. But sometimes you just got to get out there and throw the bomb. You know what I mean? That's how you got to have a surprise element. Like the bombing, like that Cambodian thing. Goddamn, they should have bombed those things or whatever. Cambodians would have suffered that.
You got your Joe Alsop thing on value added. Speaking of throwing bombs, you see that?
That's right.
A superb comp.
It's a nice comp.
Well, Joe is obviously, as John said when he gave it to me, Joe is
new. He had
his eyes just lit well, but he's also poor. See, it's basically his plan. So he's ecstatic personally as well as getting a hell of a scoop. And he wrote it as the next Nixon bomb. And did a good
job at it and property tax.
Yeah, tied it all to the property tax thing. And then he shorted at the end of his column saying it's going to be fascinating to watch the Democrats figure out how to oppose the president's initiative to relieve the middle income American of his property tax burden.
Yeah, we tie in all the education initiative to it too. This thing is going to be good.
Well, he's got that. He mentions the parochial school thing, that this might be a way to help the parochial schools, which would be a great value to the taxpayer. I mean, he makes that case. Is good too. It's a beautiful comment.
It's the way. It's the way to lay out. We have not used the trial balloon enough, but you know, we didn't really use the trial balloon on the court. We didn't to an extent. I ran that ball. Bob heard about the trial balloon, but I myself ran it deliberately, knowing he'd never get it. But let me say that was the way they handled that court. We would render us, we would have occurred unless we had put a few others up to get socked on.
But if you realize, right,
first man,
in the posture we were in, they had to kill whatever you came up with to feel what you had. And then you had to try again in order to get someone.
That's great. Don't you like that procedure at all?
Yes.
Early, it's all the credit for him. Thought of the
I said, but he did a beauty. You told him, though, you want to come and you get the credit for it. And he did. And Alsop says that. This was a John Connolly initiative,
good.
So John, it's a beautiful problem. Yeah. Send a comment to you, because it really is a...
Yeah.
Alsop does well anyway, as you know. It's a good comment. I suggested to John...
I told John Connolly, if you would, and say that that was a great comment by Alsop. And then wondered if he thought he... You know what I mean? He said a great column by Alsop. He thought it was a fine column. Provided it does, it'll finally up, does it?
Yes.
Good.
Not over itself, but it's
a fine column.
It's the credit.
And that it was particularly the way that it ties in the whole thing.
It's
a deliberate thing.
I suggested to John, it seems to me, since we got a long range of time here, that it would be a good idea now to take one or two other plans that we aren't going to do and give them to some people we don't like and let a couple other things get floated also. So we don't just leave that one.
Getting the restaurant around the country and say, why?
some contact with the LA Times, but he's, and he's useful. He's no good on a regular strength, but he's useful as a guy. He reported a couple of things. First of all, he had that Mike Royko cop, which had just come to his attention. He had just been at the Ford Motor Company Board of Directors meeting yesterday and the day before. And he had read that column to the Board of Directors. And the one about when you ride in a car, buy a car from Nixon. And you know, it said, it's, the question is what your name is. If a man named Nixon did this, if a man named Kennedy did that, and just kicks the shit out of John Kennedy as well as Ted. He read that, and he's just ecstatic about it. He's ordering up 1,000 reprints of it and starting to mail it out to everybody he can think of, and he's going to get them all carried with it. But he made a couple points that are, that he's peddling. One is that point, the Nixon, you know, this terrible unfairness of Nixon, because it's Nixon, doesn't get credit for something that if his name were Kennedy, he would be, they would be, as Lloyd was said, carving his name, his face in Mount Rushmore now. And the other one was, he was at one of these Park Avenue cockpit things with Leonard Bernstein and Norman Cousins and the Black Panthers and all that kind of stuff because of this foundation board he was on.
Sure.
And they were all battling about various things. And it was a discussion sort of seminar thing. And they were talking about Lindsay and how he was a great savior. Franklin was just sitting there quietly. And he was getting ready to try and do something. And then Cousins, fortunately, called on him because Murphy didn't want to be in a position of injecting himself and said, what do you think, Franklin? And Murphy said, I think we've got three men that we, that are all in the same category that we've got to look at as a, in a public posture. John Lindsay, Ted Kennedy, and he paused for that, and Ronald Reagan. He says, everybody kind of gasped, and he said, they're three men exactly alike. They're all beautiful. All three of them are beautiful. All three of them are photogenic. All three of them have absolutely no principle at all. And no, you know, totally expedient. No, and he said that he was just playing games with them, having fun, and they were horrified. How can you put Ronald Reagan in the category of John Lindsay? And he said, you didn't listen to me. And he went back and cited it all again. Got that all straight, but that's a line he's gonna, this is gonna start playing. He hates Reagan, so.
He's right on Reagan,
sure he is. Absolutely.
Reagan's conservatism, you know, is a new movement. He, how did he read Ron Tyler?
Where it came from was when GE hired him to run around and peddle the line for them. Because GE was,
and
that,
he developed the speech. And he developed the speech.
He developed the speech. He gave it so many times that it comes out. I don't know how many people use it or cares. And he shifts it.
Actors do get to believe their roles.
In a sense, yeah.
That's the way he is.
But Murphy's other thing is actors. He gets into this analysis of the war business. He says, the economy, I disagree with everybody. The Ford guys are getting into this. So I disagree with all of the popular trend. I don't think the economy is the issue. I don't think it's going to matter. He said, I know you're all worried about unemployment. You should worry about it. But he said, I don't think it's going to make a difference. What's going to make the difference is the Russian trip, mainly, and the China trip, mystically, because when those are over, and if it's played properly, and the president comes back and says, I've taken the first little step on a road that can lead us somewhere,
yeah,
and the implication is I've got to have four more years in order to get there, then, he said, I don't give a damn if unemployment's up at 7.5%. They are not going to take the president out, because what they're really concerned about is peace.
So
he's totally convinced of it. He says it's that glimmer of opportunity that the world may not keep on doing what it's doing now. And that the president is believably moving that way. And he said the key is, obviously, which the president saw what you need to say, is not to solve the problem. Not to come back from China saying we've now settled the China question. I said, well, there's no case for that. It can't be done. He said, you don't really need to solve anything as long as you can come back and say, we've opened the door. But he said, you can't realize the mystery that there is and the fascination that there is with that going into China.
Yes,
it's, and Carol Finch was there, and she said, well, that may be true with people like you, but it isn't going to matter to housewives. And he said, the hell it isn't. And he said, it's going to matter to people like my wife's hairdresser, who's going to retire in a year and has grandchildren. And she's worried about just hoping something's going to get worked out in this world mess. And she knows that unemployment goes up and down. And she isn't going to worry about that nearly as much. The other thing, which doesn't go up and down, it goes in a direction. But he said also, you can't count on any credit for Vietnam.
Yeah, he made that point.
Said the peace issue is not, you can't run around saying I ended the war. You're going to get the exact same thing as Churchill, which is thank you for ending the war, now we'll get someone
drawn
to do something else.
Yeah.
And that is
oh, the other thing I was going to say though, if you will make a note, Dr. John Irving, about an Eisenhower, you've got to be ready in the spring to get the Pentagon Papers. I think we want to wait till after the China trip, IRS. But the Pentagon paper issue must not be allowed. Remember, we all were turfing around here and said this divides the Democrats, so we're not letting them divide. You know what I mean? Johnson.
But that's not be able to wait till December 21st, actually right after the Day in the Life of the President special. NBC is doing a major special on the Pentagon Papers.
Well, which side?
Ours. In effect, they're on the substance, not on the ceiling of the papers, but on the content.
We're helping.
Well, we're trying. They were not going to play the DM assassination as hard as we wanted it to. They were going to leave Kennedy uninvolved, and we're getting them, trying to get it moved around to
get that play that straight, that material to them.
The point is that.
Brazil's going to make it.
Well, the world governments, the dictators, sure are going to have a lot more.
Brazil's going to make it.
Impressive guys than
what they're fighting than
most of the democratic governments.
But the idea that the democratic government does something that excuses them, and the dictator does something, the government that condemns them, is wrong. That's what the problem in India. It's a double standard. India's a democracy. So it's right. We excuse its aggression. But that's,
but what kind of democracy is it when, what percent of the voters are illiterate?
Don't know what okay, the vote anyway. Illiteracy, and there are most of them are illiterate here.
give them the way this is seen here, the left-wing people, but they, not that's their matters. You don't give them the right side of the house. They've got to, it's really better to keep them on a tired issue than to give them a new one to start on.
Good point.
And they've got to have something.
Interesting that Murphy puts so much emphasis, maybe that he is looking at it too much on the top on the China-Russia thing.
He doesn't think,
of course, he's right. China-Russia is infinitely more important than all these other diddly shit stuff. Believe me, you know, they talk about the child care veto and this and that. Well, now, that child care thing is would have been not only an administrative monstrosity, but it would have been a boondoggle like the poverty program, like nothing, you know what I mean? Set up a child care center in every city, town, 5,000 or more. You know what that would mean?
Unbelievable.
Yet, we'll take a banning from others on that.
Yep.
Get no support from conservatives. And we're going to struck out.
Well, that's they're consistent on that. They never support us on anything we do for them. They only oppose us on the things we do against us.
Any word. We won't see a word.
Conservatives are constitutionally incapable of supporting. They can only oppose. Astonishing.
It really is. Well, you remember the shovel mentality. We have a driver. It's the birch mentality. You're right. They can oppose, but they cannot support. The difficulty is they are opposing the wrong people here.
That's, we've got to play to that mentality, and that the thing is exactly right. The direction Goldwater's taking, which is
kick the lid.
Try to shift them to opposing the right people instead of trying to get them to support us. Ain't going to do any good supporting us.
Get that if you can.
Get for that. You don't really need them.
Sorry, I don't want them.
All you want them is not
I
a
don't want them.
And it's not somebody else.
But if you could get these nuts to tell Bill Collins to get some liberals to go after. We still haven't got that thing on the statement. And
good luck.
I still don't have that protest note in here. We'll find out where it is. A protest that's creating of those planes.
We need to call and see what happened.
Well, Kissinger's not there.
No, but they can reach him in the west of the country. That's the one that. Still wants to see the protest.